Arizona officials have long worried about human trafficking, and with the Super Bowl coming to Glendale next year, those efforts are expected to ramp up even more. This week, the State House of Representatives unanimously approved a bill that would expand the definition of racketeering to include human trafficking. Luis Sidibaca is President Obama's senior advisor on human trafficking issues and is in the Valley today to talk about the state's work in that area.
We recognize that it's not simply a fight that we have to be doing out in Angola or Azerbaijan. We need to be doing it in Arizona and the other states. And so my office, actually, even though we're at the State Department, we have a coordinating function for the fight against human trafficking here in the United States. And, you know, we use this term human trafficking, and I think a lot of people are familiar with it, or they think they are because they've seen it in movies or what have you. But really what we're talking about is modern slavery.
And this issue has been getting a lot of attention in Arizona in advance, especially in advance of next year's Super Bowl. Events like that seem to sort of bring out these kinds of problems, perhaps more so than they're there normally.
I think that, you know, one of the things that we saw in New Jersey in the last couple of weeks was a spike in the number of folks who were arrested, and more importantly to me, the number of victims that were identified, children that were saved from the pimps. That's something that we certainly want to make sure that Phoenix is prepared for, that the folks here in Arizona are prepared for that next year. But we also have to remember that Super Bowl Sunday is one day a year. And we have to make sure that after the media tents get taken down and after everybody goes back to their hometowns, human trafficking needs to be fought in Arizona for the rest of 2015 and into 2016 and beyond. And I think that's why we're so excited about what we've been seeing in Arizona with the building up of the state task force that Governor Brewer announced last year. Over this last week, there's been action in the State House, unanimous passing of a bill.
Yeah, the bill would basically add trafficking to the definition of racketeering, among some other provisions in there.
Indeed, and it's something that I think that we saw both Democrats and Republicans being able to come together on, which, you know, we see this in Washington. Anything that we can do to bridge what sometimes seems like intractable partisan divisions, there does seem to be a consensus, thank God, in the United States that we should all come together to fight against this old evil of modern slavery.
What are some of the challenges that a place like Arizona, or and to an extent probably California, face in dealing with these issues given our proximity to the border?
I think one of the hardest things for countries to do, and it's not just here in the United States but around the world, is to try to screen and identify people who are in violation of the immigration laws to figure out who are the people who are refugees, who are the people that are unaccompanied children, who are the people that are victims of human trafficking. And it's difficult because in some ways, people don't know that they're going to be a victim of human trafficking when they're in transit. So I think it's critically important not just to be thinking about the border, but then also to be thinking about where do people end up.
Luis Sidibaca is Ambassador at Large to Monitor and Combat Trafficking in Persons with the U.S. State Department. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much.
Thank you.